This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivasodhi. American lyricist and composer Stephen Sondheim is revered as the genius of musical theatre, known for his remarkable range of musicals he's worked on, from West Side Story to Sweeney Todd to Into the Woods. And he turned 85 in March. And in conjunction with Sondheim's milestone, Pan Productions is embarking on a production called The Best of Sondheim Abridged. In the studio with me, Peter Ong and Nadia Akila, cast members, together with Nishtam, the music director. Welcome to the show. How are all of you today?
Hi, Mira.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey. Glad to be here.
Yes. So what is this? Who's this guy, Stephen Sondheim? I know, Peter, you always come in and do, work on Sondheim. But who is he, really?
Who is he? He is otherwise known as the godfather of musical theatre worldwide. He has basically revolutionized the genre of musical theatre. It used to be very... an escapist pastime, very very sweet music, very straightforward, paper-thin lyrics, paper-thin plots. And then Sondheim came in and basically changed the rules, because he not only composes the music, but he also writes the lyrics. Mm. And that's really an incredible feat.
And also what I've known is it's not easy to perform Sondheim's work.
Oh, you don't say.
Ish, what do you think, Nish?
I mean, he's
what
the lyricist.
What are you talking about? It's incredibly easy.
He is the lyricist, really. And Nish, you were involved in Merrily We Roll. That was another one of Sondheim's work with Pan Productions last year.
Yes.
How different has that experience been for this production?
Well, first things first, we're not putting on a full-on musical. It's just we're presenting it, concert style. So all the singers will just be standing on stage and presenting. So there's a lot less to worry about, I suppose, for the cast members. But I guess for me, I'm also getting much smaller, quote unquote, orchestra of three people. So it's just me on piano, Ronnie Tan on violin, and Wafi on bass, and we will be providing the backing music for The Best of Sondheim.
And this is The Best of Sondheim Abridged. Why abridged?
Well, because we're doing little excerpts or little scenes, really, from three of his musicals, Sweeney Todd, Gypsy, and Into the Woods. So it's sort of like abridged in that sense. You'll get little highlights from, scene work rather than just solos, individual solos. So there are lots of duets, lots of trios, all of us singing together.
Good sing luck to for us. Me. Can you give the listener a teaser of
Sondheim's
work?
Okay,
Nadia's going to take it away. She's been performing on stage professionally since 2006. And one of Malaysia's noted stage artists, actually. You want to give us a teaser?
Okay. Why not, right? Since Nish is not going to sing. Okay, I do a one-line, okay? Do something special, anything that's special, earn you a big fat cigar.
And Peter, which one of that is from? Is that from Sweeney Todd or Into the Woods?
Gypsy. From Gypsy. Called, you Gotta Get a Gimmick. I'll be singing that song with these two crazy, wonderful, talented ladies, Zelina Lee and Elvira.
Okay, and Peter as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Along with Aaron Teo and Joel Wong. So there are six singers on stage, and we're taking different roles through the different musicals.
We don't know what we're thinking.
It's tough. It really is tough music for the performers and for the musicians. Sondheim doesn't make life easy.
No, he doesn't.
No.
And it is sometimes difficult to what's the word I'm looking for? There have been changes to his original material. Am I correct? How did you all ensure that, what looked on paper translated to stage? And that can be a problem sometimes.
I think we are basically keeping most of the work intact as per score. So we're not really altering anything. But and therein lies the difficulty, really, because it's easy to cut out stuff that you don't want to sing. But if you have to sing it through, life becomes a lot more difficult.
There's nothing much to change or can be changed in any of your songs, because every single lyric and melody and everything means something. So as much as we want to try and simplify things, we can't.
Yeah. How Nish can simplify, yeah?
It's an abridged.
Just don't do love.
It's an abridged version, so that's why I'm asking whether or not you had to chop off a lot. How did you still keep the essence of Sondheim without, you know, in an abridged version?
The full scenes are still kept, but they will be there'll be a narrator to jump over certain aspects of the show. So what we're doing is we're keeping a lot of the original group scenes in. So it's more like an introduction to Sondheim rather than a cut and paste and stitch together. So there'll be we'll be doing lots of songs from like Into the Woods, full chunks of songs like Ever After, Sweeney Todd, the Ballad of Sweeney Todd. Mm. So we're keeping a lot of the original stuff actually, and there'll be narration to help the audience, get familiar with the works. Because it really is very, very challenging for the musicians, for the singers, for the performers. But the thing about Sondheim's work is that through the complexity of his work, there is clarity. There is very great clarity, especially in his lyrics. It's almost philosophical.
Yeah.
You know, very, very philosophical. And every word means a lot. You can't, at your whim, decide to sing another word and replace it because it changes the whole...
The mood.
Yeah, you know, the whole meaning. The intention. And even the music, it's very mathematical because Sondheim himself loves to do maths. I didn't realize it until, I discovered a couple of years ago that he's a mathematician. He loves doing maths in his spare time. And I think that's why his music is so mathematical.
Yeah. Good job, Sondheim.
I was listening to his interviews and he makes it seem so easy, you know.
It's a lie.
It's a formula in his mind. Yeah. And in that formula, it's so easy for him to execute. But Nadia, you've been performing, as I said, since 2006. And someone said that Sondheim writes beautifully for women. Did you think so?
I think so.
Why?
I think I like to call him a tortured artist, and I'm pretty sure he agrees to that. He's very complex, and every time he writes a song for women, it goes everywhere. I mean, vocally and then emotionally, he plays with, for me personally, some of my solo songs. I went through a lot myself because I'm like, I realize, wow, he really thinks and he really puts his story, and you kind of want to know about this character and how she feels and then know, and schizo sikit. So I find that he understands women because I think... One of his interviews, he said that one of the complex thing in the world is women. So
he didn't have a good relationship with his mother, so it probably came from there, isn't it? And what about for the boys, Peter?
For the boys, there are a few songs that he writes fabulously for men, like Being Alive from Company. He addresses a lot of the male insecurities about relationships. Most of the songs that he writes for men are about, you know, it makes men question their insecurity about relationships, you know, and it's very, very funny to see because on the flip side, when he writes for women, there's a song from Merrily We Roll Along called Not a Day Goes By, you know, it's all about the outpouring of emotion. But when he writes for men, there's never really an outpouring of emotion. There's always an analysis of emotion. So it's a very interesting relationship there.
How do you get into these characters? I mean, you're not Sondheim, you didn't experience what he did. How do you get into the character?
He kind of feeds us already in the song. Script is another story, but in one song he's already telling us what the story is. That's why he really emphasized on acting when he has his masterclass everywhere. He won't even bother talking about the notes and stuff. He said, no, this one you have to make it sound sad. Because in one song there's already a whole lot of story. So it's to get in character is not as hard as to get his songs done perfectly. For me personally, I think to act it out, his words, it's a lot of fun once you get the song. So you need to get the song first, and then you just react accordingly.
How long have you guys been working on this?
1 week? I don't know, Nish?
Yeah, exactly after I got back, yes.
A week? Just over a week.
Yeah, are you serious?
No, It feels like a month.
Yeah, feels like a month already.
It must have been an intense week, man.
It's been intense.
It's how first time
no,
for
no,
me.
No, not intense, right, Nish?
Yeah, I'm thinking more of Nadia because it's her first time. Peter,
it's
you've done a whole load of Sondheim stuff. You've played Bobby in Company and Franklin Shepherd in Merrily
Ruler.
It never
gets easier. It's a fallacy.
MC in Cabaret. What? How different is this one?
From Cabaret. Nish is also laughing.
I'm coming to you in a bit, Nish.
Nish, because she was MD for Cabaret and Merrily and now for Sondheim. So, Nish, is it easier?
As the music
director. You
can't
see her flush, but she's flushing.
Yeah.
Well, Cabaret is... I don't know. I don't know how to compare Cabaret with Sondheim. I have no words.
Nish, you worked from the original score, did you?
For this show?
Yeah.
Yes.
And did you have support material and stuff like that?
Well, the thing is, I guess the biggest challenge is having such a small band. And so it pretty much leaves it up to me to cover all the instruments, because the bass is just covering the bass, and I've given all the lead lines to the violin, and I've got everything in between. Besides having to rehearse the singers, I have to practice my 100 other instruments that I have to play.
So, she does so beautifully.
Yes.
Not yet, getting there, but I'm struggling with that actually, because there are a lot of notes, and I'm trying to include as many of them in my playing, but I need, I think, a couple more hands would help.
Because I think it's the structure of the music as well, right? I mean, Sondheim writes very, very precise music. It's not something which is easily changed or...
Yeah, you can't just ad-lib through it. You have to play every single note. And that's the difficult part, because sometimes what I'm playing in my right hand doesn't really correlate with what I'm doing in my left hand. So it's a bit of a splitting the brain issue. About
and
like,
the singer
okay,
singing in a different key.
Yeah, and then it has no relation to what the singer is singing as well. So, you know, I feel for them because sometimes I don't know where they find the notes. I'm not giving them any clue or any help in terms of the accompaniment to help them find their notes in certain sections. Like Nadia's got a very incredibly difficult song to sing.
You don't say, right?
And that's one of the most difficult songs for me to play as well.
Okay. We'll come back and find out why the decision to go with a smaller band up next on The Bigger Picture BFM 89.9. Good afternoon and welcome to the show. It's Front Row and we have Pan Productions performing or, you know, presenting a production called The Best of Sondheim Abridged. This is happening from the 2nd to the 4th of October.
Yes.
And you have very lucky to have a pretty good sponsor, actually.
Yes, we do. We're very grateful. Maybank has come in as the season supporter for our three shows this year. Started with Cabaret. Then there's this one, The Best of Sondheim Abridged, and also Always in Wonderland at the end of the year. We're very fortunate to have their support because I think this is the first time a Malaysian financial institution has been so supportive of a Malaysian performing arts company, a Malaysian production company. And really, we for all Malaysian production companies, indeed the entire creative industry needs all the help they can get.
It always helps when you have one individual or a decision maker in a corporation who is able to relate to the work that you do.
Yes.
And you're lucky because you have one individual in there who likes and is watching Pan Productions over the last 5 years.
Yes.
And it's your fifth anniversary this year as well.
It is our fifth anniversary, yes. My partners Ali Zakri alias and Nell Ng and I started Pan Productions 5 years ago because we wanted to be able to have a company that does international repertory work because we feel that it's very, very important and that... And not just for the audience to see that Malaysians are capable of doing international repertory work, but also for our artists, for our musicians, for our crew, because it makes a big difference. Even if you were to put your experience on your CV, it makes a big world of difference because it allows you to travel, a lot more doors open, you know, it does, and it does also and force us to work a lot harder to meet international expectations.
Yeah. Exactly. And to take on Sondheim's work of all things. Very difficult. Nish, just to come back to you, the reason you decided on a smaller band.
Well, I was told by Nell Ng to keep it small. Because we have a certain budget for the musicians. So I figured I'll just take it on. Because it's also difficult finding musicians who
who are able to relate to Sondheim.
Yeah, who are interested in doing Sondheim or committed enough to take on the very difficult task of performing his music.
The complexities.
The complexity.
Why, yeah. why? Explain to me, why is it so complex?
It just is. He just writes in ridiculous keys and the time signature, it changes every two bars. And, you know, I mean, not all songs, but a lot of songs. Six flats, six sharps. And even, it's not something you can just sit and sight read. You have to do a lot of prep work weeks in advance. And it's difficult finding people who are willing to do it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do these complexities sort of alienate the audience based on your experience, Peter?
Not really. I mean, this year, I especially made a trip to London because I really wanted to catch this production of Sweeney Todd, which was starring Bryn Terfel, who's a very famous opera singer, alongside Emma Thompson, you know, an acclaimed British actress who... And the
was that the time I bumped into you?
Yes, in Heathrow. I was like, Mira, what are you doing in Heathrow? Yes, and the tickets were sold out in half an hour. It doesn't alienate people. And I think the audience doesn't hear the complexity. The complexity is forced upon those executing it. You know, it's pretty much like Shakespeare. If you go and watch a good Shakespeare performance, I mean, it seems intimidating when really it's not. When it's done well, it's art to behold, you know. Of course, we understand that the actors will have to go through hell and back and then through hell and back again, you know, which is pretty much what the performers are going through now. Because it really takes, I think, a certain amount of skill. Talent one side. We assume you've already got the talent, okay, to do this. Let's talk about your skill to do this, because it's a whole different matter. And all our performers, we have a lot of very talented performers here in Malaysia, but, you know, even in Singapore, and I remember having this discussion with the Singaporean media as well, when they asked, you know, why is it so difficult to stage a Sondheim show? And the director in Singapore basically said, well, it's skill. It's not an issue of talent. It's skill. Do you have what it takes? Are you willing to invest more in your craft to meet the demands of this work? And as Nadia and Nish can attest, it's a hell of a work.
Okay, hard work on your part, but what will it take for the audience to appreciate Sondheim's work? I'm coming to watch.
See, one thing about his songs, and as I'm going to agree with Peter on skill, because every time I watch on YouTube Kapoor, all his works and all his performances, it doesn't look so hard. So it doesn't make sense as you're learning it and when you're rehearsing it, when you get the part and then when you perform it, it's we have to try to make it effortless. Then you say, oh, it actually kind of makes sense. Like, oh, so this, so when you watch it, I never thought that song that I'm gonna sing, that Cinderella song, I had no idea it's gonna be so hard. For me, it's really hard. It's a challenge for me, but I think you will enjoy the songs, and you won't.
A lot of people think they're afraid of Sondheim, but actually he writes to the ear. It's beautiful. A lot of very simple melodies, like Send in the Clowns,
or sound like simple.
Yeah, well, they sound simple because the performers are you know, have got awesome kung fu.
Wushu.
Yeah, you know, the works, you know, things like Send in the Clowns. A lot of stuff, a lot of pieces that he's written in Sweeney Todd are also very, very beautiful.
Beautiful.
Not While I'm Around is so beautiful. Joanna is, again, so beautiful. Really tough to sing, though. You know, from a singer's point of view, it's an OMG moment. You know?
So would you then say, based on what you mentioned just now, Peter, I mean, if it's well executed and everything comes together perfectly, it's the perfect experience for
it
the audience.
It is one of the most perfect theatrical experiences.
And if I go away,
acclaimed.
If I go away not appreciating it, you failed.
Yes, I think the onus is on us to make it, yes, to bring it to you, because really it's such an amazing theatrical experience, you know. A lot of people go to musical theatre to expect a lot of changing sets, changing props, you know, but his pieces are all about the complexities of human nature.
Characteristic.
You know, yes, the character. And I think the music that he writes really underscores that, you know, the torture, the conflict, the joy, the
in one song,
you know, in a couple of bars, you know, it takes it'll zap the musicians and the performers out. But you know, a lot of times, people really enjoy his work, and that's why he's acclaimed as such a living legend.
Yeah, he is.
You know, it's one thing. I mean, Andrew Lloyd Webber writes amazing melodies, mm-hmm. but Sondheim writes amazing melodies and words. And if you just were to take his words and really look at his words, you know, something like children will listen, you know, careful the things you say, children will listen, careful things you do, children will see and learn. What do you leave to your child when you're dead? Only whatever you've put in its head, you know, things like that. It's very simple, but it's to the point.
Very to the point. And do you foresee having to react or make changes quickly, even as the show is being performed, or is there no room for that?
I think there's no room for error.
As Nish just said, I mean, there's no.
Nish
you
is
can't
shaking
sight
her head vigorously.
You
do
can't
not
sight
screw up on me, people.
You can't
singers,
sight
take
read.
Note, do not screw up.
So 5 years down the road, Peter, as part of the founding members of Pan Productions, where do you see yourselves in the next 5 years?
Hopefully still around. Hopefully allowing more of the Malaysian audience to discover Malaysian talents, to be proud of Malaysian talents. I think that's something which we can do with more of at the moment. You know, being proud of one another, being proud of what we've accomplished as a people, as a nation. I think we need more of that now. So hopefully, if you know, please come and spend the evening with us at Sondheim Abridged. You'll be amazed at how much talent there is in Malaysia and how much, you know, how many more reasons we have to be proud of ourselves.
And the cast, director Neil Ng, vocal
yes.
director Zelina Lee, there's yourself, Elvira Arul, Aaron Teo, Joel Wong, of course Nadia and Nish. And who else? Did we miss out anyone?
That's about it, you know, and I think that's what we wanted to do as well, to say that we have this amount of talent, but we can do so much with it. You know, we can do so much. It's more than just, oh, it's only six people on stage. But we are going to blow your minds away.
Fantastic.
Starting with the Battle of Sweeney Todd.
Oh, God.
The Best of Sondheim Abridged by Pan Productions, 2nd to 4th of October at Damansara Performing Arts Centre. Friday and Saturday, 8:30 p.m. shows. There's a matinee on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Yes.
You can contact dpac.com.my
yes.
or you can call them on 03-4065-0001. And if I'm not mistaken, if you're a Maybank member,
that's
there
right.
are discounts.
You've got perks. You've got perks if you're a Maybank cardholder. So use your Maybank card. Thank you, Maybank, for supporting the performing arts.
Thank you all very much for joining me today. Peter Ong and Nadia Akila, cast members, together with Nish Tam, the music director of The Best of Sondheim Abridged by Pan Productions on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.